Sheesh. I feel like that John's called stupid. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the EVC podcast. Hold on. It's been crazy. I've been trying to get everything together for like the longest time, bro. Like, my phone just died. So I knew the bruh was going to be acting all stupid. Like, I can hear it now. How your phone died? You at the crib? It's possible. You know what I'm saying? It be possible. Oh, yeah. Hold on. So because my phone died, I'm using my computer, everybody. So I'll be looking this way. I'm still be looking at the cam for YouTube watchers. But I feel like it's more important for me to make sure I got comments visually first. And then whoever else is in here. Let me see. Yo. So what's I hope everybody week been going solid. It's Thursday. First of all, it's Thursday. I usually do these podcasts on Wednesdays, and I'm probably gonna start it back doing it on Wednesdays. Just trying to get everything together with the crib and all that. Like yesterday, I moved my lawn for the first time. I'm saying brutal work. I mean, I didn't realize how like big the lawn was or how small my mower was. But yeah, man. Brutal work. I probably won't. I don't know what my game plan is about that. Like, I thought about doing it in sections, just because the way the layout is, it's not like a square lawn type thing where you just go through. It's kind of like it's kind of triangled off, and then at that point, it's things in parts of the triangle that's kind of blocking off a lot of stuff. And if I just go around one swoop and then just keep going through, it's going that pup would take me. I don't know. It'll take me a little while, to be honest with you. It would take me a little while. But my problem comes in with the I need to do things I'm just bringing up in sections. That's probably the easiest way to go about it. But other than that, man, like I said, I want to start doing it back on Wednesdays just because it'll be easier to get out for me. I did hit record this time. So, like, that shouldn't be an issue as far as like uploading everything for me. But man, that's other than that, man, we got things been happening. Ryan Garcia, Devin Haney. Let's start with that. Cause the boys was over this past Saturday. We watched that fight here. We watched that fight in the crib. And let me tell you this. If you're not a boxing fan, I mean this with no disrespect whatsoever. If you're not a boxing fan, like, I love when people are hype over fights, even if they're not fans of it. But to watch it with a boxing fan, like, if you're not a boxing fan, just have the decency to not be a boxing fan and shut up and watch. Be hype about everything that's going on. But let us boxing fans stew in our misery of everything that's popping off. Because the house here was going crazy. The boys was going up. It was hype about the fight. They going nasty about it. And me, I'm sitting there. First of all, shout out to Ryan for running that, John. I'm sitting there stewing because that fight should have been over five rounds before it ended. They went the distance. They went the full 12 rounds. Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia. They went the full 12 rounds, and it should not have made it there. You know what I'm saying? You have Devin Haney, who's a very talented fighter. Very talented fighter, Devin Haney is. But I feel like, this is me speaking, I just feel as though a couple of the Jones he won was like kind of like, did he come up off that or what? Like, what are we talking about here? You know what I'm saying? Then you have Ryan, who just like, he's a power hitter. He in there, he cool in the ring, but he's legit a power hitter. He's looking to put you on your back, smooth. That's what he's looking to do. So, just what you got? Yeah. So just with that, you have your power hitter looking to put somebody on their back. Devin Haney looking to just outbox him the entire time, just make it like, are we gonna win on points out here? So knowing that, and you knew Ryan knew that because of how he went into it, with not trying to box. Just looking for each shot as it go. You can see that he did that because he kept his stamina chilled on ice. until each shot he needed to throw. That just threw me so far off. I'm so sorry. He kept his energy chilled on ice until he needed to throw a shot. Like, so you can see that he's aware of the situation. You can see his corner was aware of the situation and everything like that. Of course, as fans, you just looking like, yo, is he really just getting cooked? Because he kept walking in a Devin jab like it was nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was walking into that joint like it was Rocky punches. You know what I mean? Like, he was just going to keep taking shots. And it was to the point where I'm like, I'm looking at it as a fan. I'm like, yo, he going to lose this fight. I don't know what he waiting for. You know what I'm saying? And that, like, you know, past hindsight shows you, like, oh, he's saying Devin got pillow hands. You know what I'm saying? He got the pillow hands on him. That's what he's saying. Like, he can't hurt him. That's basically what he was on, like Canelo versus Charlo type stuff. That's how I felt. Because, like, he walking around taking body shots, trying to do this little shoulder roll. I'm like, that shoulder roll ain't working for you, champ. It ain't working how we used to seeing it work. I mean, with Mayweather type vibes, it's definitely not working like that. So that's the feel I had watching that joint the whole time. But then, you know, of course, Ryan put Devin on his back in the seventh. And when he did that, it was just like, it opened everybody's eyes up. We were just like, ooh, let's go. This nigga knocked him down a total six times. Three counted. Three of them were counted. But he knocked that nigga down a total six times. Knocked down Devin, I'm talking about. And as a boxing fan, that's what I was talking about. As a boxing fan, I was so, yo, the ref, like, I was so pissed off at the ref. And then my anger shifted toward, like, after the first time, it was the ref. Then my anger shifted toward Ryan, like, bro, how you not, like, and you got him hurt, and he trying to lay on you. How you not just one back check hook, something crazy like that, like something smooth, step back check hook, boom. Let him try to lay me. He could try and lay on me all he want. Wham, wham, it's happening. It's up. He hurt. It's not like Devin about to, you know what I'm saying? You clearly was taking his rib shots like it was nothing. It ain't like he about to knock you out. You know what I'm saying? I know you got to respect it and all that, but, like, at the same time, you got that power. And he already wobbled. He already hurt. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, why would you see that? Why would you see that finish? So that was just my perspective looking at it. I was getting very frustrated. It's like, and honestly, I think these boxing fans also have been spoiled, like, with boxing before these bulls got here, like, as far as, like, Floyd and all that. Been spoiled with, like, people who's, like, in love with the sport itself. Like, some of them are still in love with the sport. Like, you have, I feel like Canelo's in love with the sport. You know, and they all fighters, so, like, they rock with it. But some people really love the sport. So, like I said, Canelo's one where he's, like, he learns every time. You know, he can't go back. Floyd's one where he learns every time. And he's like, okay, see those. And maybe it's not that. Maybe it's not that the fighters don't love it. Maybe it's that it's become such a trendy thing. Cause I've never been a Devin Haney fan. Not as, like, him as a person, just like as a fighter. I feel like his fighting style doesn't, what's the right word for it? I feel like his fighting style doesn't marry his the way he carries himself a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like his style of fighting. Like, like I said, he's a skilled fighter. I feel like his style of fighting marries him to be more of a pretty boy Floyd type vibe. Like, more humble. And it seemed like he was doing more of a lot of the antic stuff to try to sell it. I get it. I get the selling of a fight. I get the selling of a fight. But I feel like he tries that too much, where it's not really needed. Like, you legit can sell you can sell what you're doing already. You can sell being a very talented fighter that's just there. And this has nothing to do with his fight game. It's just my perspective on, like, fighters today. I'm just saying, for him, it's just like, I feel like Devin Haney can sell just being the talented fighter that he is. You know what I'm saying? Like him trying to go at it, trying to go at Ryan like that during the fight. It's like, out My personal opinion, I wouldn't have tried to game plan toward that with his fighting style. Granted, I am not a boxer, so I probably never, you know what I'm saying? But from the outside looking at it, I don't think the game plan should have been, oh, try to tit for tat with Ryan at any point in time. At any point in time should you not have tried to tit for tat with Ryan. At any point. Like, maybe you wanted to test your power. Maybe you wanted to test your power. But knowing what the stakes was at and all that, and like, it's just like, bro. I mean, you still didn't lose your title, I guess, right? So it's like, I guess it is what it is. It's a loss without a loss. Like, I don't know. A loss without a loss when you're undefeated, though, is a loss. A loss without a loss when you're undefeated is a loss. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that. But, yeah, man, I think today's fighter, maybe it's, like I said, maybe it's not them not being in love with the game. Maybe it's like their circles aren't necessarily, you know, from that. You know, like I watched right after the fight or like the day after or something like that. I watched Floyd, Zab Judah, there's a couple other bulls. They were all kind of just giving their take on it, on the fight itself. And just watching them talk about it in technical terms, like, I think Floyd was kind of pointing out, you know, Devin's jab. Like, and today people rant and rave about his jab. Like, he has one of the best jabs in the game, which is true, which is why Ryan was taking so many of them during their fight. But, you know, how he throws it, certain ways he's throwing it, where he's like, not covering up in respect to their power, like just throwing them joints straight out there, hands down. Like, nigga, you can get caught, especially against Ryan Garcia. That's the one ball you're not trying to get caught. You shouldn't be trying to get caught against. He's gonna hurt you, and we all knew Ryan's left hook was gonna be there. Why would you ever throw a jab and not leave that? You better do something. You better cover up somewhere. He ate. If I'm not mistaken, if I remember correctly, Ryan ate one of them jabs with the first knockdown. If I'm not mistaken, well, not with the first hurt, with the first hit, big hit. Because again, the ref freaking, oh, that's pissed me off so much. The ref freaking stopped that John every shot, every chance he got. But yeah, like. It's just certain things like that. So like, maybe it's just the circles that they keep around them, to where they're not, you know, Tank's the last one that's like still tanking, but the last two that's like still out there running with it. Buzz that Bull. I hope Bud wins the next fight against Bull. What's his name? I hope Bud wins his next fight against Buddy. Moving up and waiting and all that. And thank God he's not fighting my man no more, Errol Spence. Because that would have been, that was one of the most brutal fights I've ever seen. Spence Crawford? Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Oh. Yeah, I don't never want to see that again. Because they was originally supposed to do a rematch. They were saying they were going to do a rematch. Thank God that fell to shreds. Thank God it fell to shreds. Because that was some brutal stuff. It was like after the first, I think it was the first three rounds. Me, Kool, and Jay looked at each other and was just like, I don't think this brother ready for this fight. I don't think this brother ready for this fight. And in fairness to Errol Spence, I would stand up here right now and say, I think if he prepares and actually gets ready, I think it still would be a solid fight. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt to say that he wasn't 100% ready for that fight. I'll give that benefit of the doubt to see that. Because it was just very like, wow. The classes were, he was very outclassed in that fight. If he was 100% ready, he was very outclassed. Wasn't even close after we built it up and all that. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. Maybe Bud one of them, John. Bud probably one of them too, where he's like, he's in love with this game, way too much. Way too much. You know what I mean? Bud might be one of them, but I don't know, man. Let me get out of boxing, because I'm rambling about boxing. Boxing really didn't work, though. So, me and Satara, we were, right before we moved, it was like Easter time. We spent some time over Satara's family crib. And I wrote this down that far ago, during Easter. It is April 25th right now, and I'm talking about Easter. And I have to talk about it, because there was no way I was erasing this off my list without getting this off my chest. There apparently are some people in this world who, first of all, there's people in this world that love Oreos. I happen to be one of them, okay? Oreos, to me, as a cookie, let me say that, as a cookie, Oreos, just the chocolate joint with the vanilla filling, Oreos, as a cookie, to me, has to be top three. Has to be top three. You can categorize all of them, or you can just say the original Oreo, or you could go thins, or you could go double stuffed. I'm not a fan of double stuffed, but you can do whatever Oreo you want. I'm just saying the original Oreos has to be, if not the brand, has to be a top three cookie all time. Top three. All time. But to go on and say, there was a topic of a discussion on Easter at their family crib of somebody dipping Oreos. And to her defense, it wasn't the original Oreo. But that point doesn't even matter. Somebody's dipping Oreos. There's people in this world that dip Oreos into milk, the normal people. I happen to be one of them. You can either dip or you can just bite and sip. Whatever way you want to go about it, it's up to you, honestly, in that fairness. It's fairness to you, it's up to you. It really doesn't matter. But this person at the crib that Easter didn't do the milk. She gave him water. She gave him water to dip the Oreos. My. Water to dip the Oreos in. I can't key into it still. And to tell you what, she had to make it specific, so I gotta keep it specific just to represent her properly. She said the vanilla Oreos, because the chocolate was way too, it's too much to do that. The vanilla Oreos, you give him water. Dip the water in there just to get it soggy enough. Just to make it soggy enough. That was her words specifically. Don't use the chocolates because it's too bitter. You got to use the vanilla just to make it soggy enough. Dip it in there, soggy it up. I almost threw up thinking about it. Water with any sweets is like, I mean, water with sweets, like, if you're washing it down, I get it. If you're washing it down, I get it. It's no problem. It's no problem with that. But to dip, I can't even get it out. To dip it in the water, let it sit there, get soggy, it's unbeknownst to me, man. I can't key into that whatsoever. You deserve to be shot by something. Because dipping sweets in the water is like, why? Like, that's like having water with your cake. Oh, no. Let's say you go to Krispy Kremes. You need that. You need Krispy Kreme on a glaze, hot and ready. Boom. Popping them joints in. Instead of popping them in, you dip them in water first. I'm just thinking about the water after. Ah, I almost threw up again. I'm weak stomach. Y'all know this. Ooh. Dipping. Ooh. Yeah. I'm just thinking about the water after. The water afterwards. Ah, I can feel it coming up right now as I say it. I don't know, man. That's brutal. I can't think of, like, I'm trying to think of stuff that I do that will throw people off food-wise. But that's not really throwing you off food-wise. Like, if I have some mac and cheese and you leave me a bun or something like that, I'll make a sandwich with the mac and cheese. But that's not gross. You know what I'm saying? That's not throwing you off. It's just like, what? That's wild. Some wild stuff to do. That's all you're going to say about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not really nothing. I'm trying my best to think of something I can do that's going to be, like, gagging. Gag-worthy. But I can't, honestly. I truly cannot think of anything. Like I said, macaroni sandwiches. That's the best I can give you. Thanksgiving, I mix my stuffing with my mac and cheese. That's the best I can give you right there. Let me try to think. I'm trying to beat out the Oreos in the water. I don't think I can, to be honest with you. I really don't. But let me see. I'll be carrying it. Oreos in the water. Lord have mercy, man. I would say something like apples and peanut butter, but that's not a me thing. I think everybody do that. Well, a lot of people at least do that. Enough people to where it's not, you know, it's not weird. let me see what else. Now, I have heard people making grilled cheese with mayo in the pan instead of butter. You know how you lube up the pan so the sandwich don't burn and stick? I've heard people using mayo instead of butter. Now, That's weird to me, but I've heard it too many times now where I can't say that it's like an anomaly or anything like that. So I guess respects to people who do that, but I never will. I promise you that. Now I have made tuna melts before, which I guess is essentially the same thing. So I guess I lose some brownie points for that. But damn, I can't think of nothing. Can't think of nothing that. Thing that's really off the wall nasty. Off the wall nasty. I really can't, man. Let me think. No, man, that's all I do that's really like brutal. I'm trying to think if I'm adding cheese on anything that's abnormal or I put cheese on hot dogs before. Like sausages and stuff. But you can get a chili dog. So, like, I don't know. Is that weird enough? Cheese on a hot dog? Or a sausage? I miss sausages, man. I haven't had a hot sausage in forever. I really haven't. I missed them just. I think we have a burger. Well, I know we have a burger tonight, so. Definitely going to have a burger tonight, but as far as sausages, I ain't had one in ages, I feel like. In ages. Let me think. See, I'm not as much as a foodie as I used to be, so I really can't even think about it, and I don't really buy nothing outrageous anymore. The most outrageous thing I had recently was, like, corn dogs. Frozen corn dogs. You gotta air fry them boys though. If you wanna make them crisp, make them nice. Might go even for 2 minutes. Throw them in the air fry. Make it fire. No lie. But yeah, man, that's it. That's all I do, honestly, I can think of that's really drawing. I'm pretty sure my brother or my sister can like print out stuff from my childhood or something like that. But other than them two doing it, I really can't call it. I couldn't call you on it. Yeah, but I had to say that because that caught my attention insanely. And she was trying to argue heavy. I don't know why she was so passionate about it. But she tried to get me to eat that before we left the crib. I would have threw up right there. I throw up. I'll throw your food. Oh, my God. Satara aunt one time put pineapples in the stuffing. Oh. Oh. That's my favorite aunt, too, on that side. Oh. Pineapples in the stuffing was... brutal. I threw that up. I remember throwing that up. That's why I just popped into my head. I remember throwing that up. I threw that right up. Immediately. Like, you do some weird stuff like that, you have to let people know. That was off the wall crazy. But let me think. Let me see. Hold on, my boy Mike just texts us all stupid. Let me see what you're talking about. No, but that's the only food thing I can, like, you know what I'm saying, I can think of that's super nasty. Hold on. Hold on now. Okay, all right. I thought we just gave Ray AJ Brown away. My boy just texted me. Can't do that, brother. You can't text us like that, brother. You know what I'm saying? You can't do that. But anyway, let me see what else I had in my tour. Yeah. Oh, this was something else that was like going through my mind as far as like just life. I've been thinking about it lately just because like literally everything's happening like super, not super fast. I gotta stop saying that because it's not fast. It's definitely on time, but like everything's been it's happening now. Like I don't think a lot of people like when life is happening to them, they are able to stop and acknowledge like, holy shit, it's happening right now. You know what I'm saying? Like even not and it's not necessarily a bad thing. Like I'm not saying it with a bad notion to it or anything like that. I'm just saying like it's good sometimes to stop and say, dang, this is the shit that's happening right now. It's crazy. Like, life is actually happening. Like, right, like, a couple days ago, I had the realization, like, yo, I'm getting close to the point where, like, LeBron James is not about to be an athlete anymore. Like, he's been legit an athlete since I was eight. Well, no, before that, before I was 8 years old, LeBron has been one of the most known athletes all time. And main cousin is about to retire at some. His two sons are playing ball now. His baby girl he had a few years ago is she got some stardom in her own right. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the wildest thing. But no, what I was thinking about a couple days ago was like parenting goals. I don't know if people have those. The parents have those necessarily, but like it's and I honestly can't tell you what I mean by that. I guess I mean a lot of things across the board, like what you want to instill in your kid, what you hope to shield them from, what you hope they aren't shielded from. Because I don't want, and this is me just speaking like open, like I'm really about to just ramble at some point. But I really don't want, as a parent, thinking about it now, to overshield my kid in a sense of like I don't want them to be afraid of the world itself, even though it's a very scary place, like very very dangerous place. I don't want them to be like afraid of it, if that makes sense, which is kind of weird. It's kind of hard to do because it's kind of like and I know for people who are already parents, I know I'm not even there yet because I don't have the kid yet. But my mind is already racing on like wanting to make sure like they have a good understanding of how the world works while also not being afraid of going out there and doing what you want to do and making sure like, you know, nothing stops you. Nothing stops you. Like, it's a daunting thing to think about because it's like when you give someone the idea or the ability to even think that they can go out and do whatever they want to do, you kind of leave them open to a very high chance Oh no, it's definite. You're bound. You're damn near. You're bound. You're never signing a contract off to say, I'm going to run into a brick wall. Maybe you have a nail sticking out of it. Maybe it has a couple nails sticking, rusty joints sticking out of it. But I'm going to run into a brick wall at some point in life. And then, because it's your child, it's like your job to like equip them with the ability to pull the nails out, you know, badge themselves up, and then start running again. It's the craziest thing all time to me. Like, I'm thinking about it, and I'm just like, yo, that's my job to make sure, like, you're okay with doing that. And, like, also, I have to help you start running. And then, at some point, I need to make it okay for you to be able to, like, leave me behind at some point. Which a lot of people, I feel like there's a different ideology behind that with some people. Because, like, some people feel like they're always, like, they have that mentality of, well, no, my baby can always, you know what I'm saying, run to me. And it's cool, which is good that they have the ability to run home to you. But to rely on it, I think, is a very, very harming crutch. Because it's like, at some point, you will not be here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think I'm going to be here. You know, God's willing, I will. My baby's entire life. But you're supposed to go before your kids. So, like, with that in mind, I don't think I'm going to be here. You know, my baby girl's entire life. So I would want her to be able to, you know, not just be able to be comfortable moving without me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to equip them with that. So, like, that's the most terrifying thing to me. And then somebody said to me the other day, like, and I always say this, like, but somebody reminded me. I'll say that. Somebody reminded me the other day. Or no, matter of fact, it was earlier today. Somebody reminded me, like, oh, well, yeah. Well, I guess, like, 90% of the time of a parent, you're figuring it out. No one has it figured out. No one has it figured out yet. No matter how good somebody's life is, their parents were figuring it out as they were going along with it. So, like, that's solid advice for me that I'm taking it really to heart. But it's exciting, but it's really terrifying. Yeah, it's really terrifying, and I count myself to be mentally strong. Like, I'm not a very weak minded person, saying the least. Like, nobody can change my mind with the wind. Like, I'm usually very headstrong and stuff, and not to say stubbornness, but I'm very I believe in what I say. I believe in what I like. And what I believe, I stand on it. So, no one can really, you know, take me for a fool or anything like that. Like, it's not, I'm not a weak-minded person when I see that. So, like, you know, it's wild to have that feeling of, like, dang, I have no idea. I have no idea. I think I was talking to Bill about it a while ago, like maybe 2 months ago now. Where I'm just like, yo. Life is having it under my feet, and it's like, I think I was talking to her because I was talking about, like, marriage and stuff, because you were talking about me and Satara, and I'm like, yo, like, even with me and Satara right now, for me, just looking from the outside, like, taking myself outside of it and looking into our marriage and stuff like that, it's just like, yo, like, it's really happening. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's really happening to where I'm somebody's husband. Like, not only am I somebody's husband, I have a wife that I have to, like, we're our lives are forever linked at this point. From now on, it's forever linked. No matter what happens, like, Satara right now can go outside and be like, yo, I'm going to go stop a bus with my bare hands. And I'm signed up to have to live through that. Try to help her through it. Like, not when I say help her through it, I'm not going to go stand out there and stop a bus with a bare hand. But I need to help her get through this and figure out why. How did we get here? No matter what's going on, it's not my option anymore to be able to say, all right, I'll see you later. No, it's not my option. And maybe that's just my belief system. But because we are married, it's not an option for me to just be like, deuces, I'm out of here. Tell me how the bus situation goes. No, it's not. I have to now drop everything in life and figure out, and help you figure out, honestly, help Stir figure out, why do we need to stop this bus with our bare hands? What is going on here? Let's figure this out. And, you know, and if she's going through something where she doesn't want to figure it out right now, I still have to stay. You know what I'm saying? The realization of that is like, it's wild. I told Bo, like, it was like, I was like, I'm still coping with that. The fact that that's so out of my control. Like, Satara's a grown-ass person. To where it's like, both our decisions are grown. Like, we're grown and shit to make our own decisions. However, they are now eternally linked. Eternally linked to the other person, to our other half. And that's terrifying. That's life itself. But it is very terrifying. The kid terrifies me a little less than the marriage does. Not terrifies me as in, like, freaking out, I don't know what to do. It's just like, it's very, I'm a person who loves control. You know, I don't need it. But I love the control of stuff. So, like, I'm a person who can work well in teams because I can relinquish control. I don't need to have it, is what I mean by that. I don't need to have the control. I can relinquish control. I'm a musician. So, like, somebody, you know, and I'm a drummer. So, I'm usually not the head anyway. I'm usually the background guy, the guy who just does this or whatever the case is. So, I'm usually the guy that's looking to say, hey, you can take control of it. I'll just make sure I do my part. I control my part. You know what I'm saying? I'm usually that guy. So, that's what I mean when I say, like, it's very daunting for me to be like, okay, now I'm eternally a half of a pair. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm no longer just one person no more. Now I'm a half of a pair. And that's like, maybe, and I, you know what? I don't think a lot of people recognize that for the most part when it comes to, like, marriages and stuff like that. You know, I feel like that's where a lot of people go wrong, where they're like, you know, planning for themselves or, like, anything like that. I think it's very self-aware. Let me pat myself on the back. It's very self-aware. It's a self-awareness that comes out of me recognizing that I am a half of a pair. And then I have a baby to look at. I have a baby to look after. Yo, I'm not going to lie to y'all. I had some milk and Pop-Tarts before I got on here. So my stomach is going crazy. I see we did a half hour already, which is love for me. And I got through my list, honestly, because I only had a few of them Johns. I don't remember what three of them was, but I got through my list. So with that being said, y'all, I do appreciate y'all listening to another episode of the EDC podcast. Again, I think I'm going to start back on Wednesdays, starting next week, especially because I got rehearsal next week, I believe. So we're going to start back on Wednesdays for the podcast. But I do appreciate y'all listening to another podcast. Again, that's the EDC podcast. We are on every podcast platform. Excuse me. We are on every podcast platform. That is Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you get your podcast from, you are on there audibly. Video can be found on YouTube. YouTube, as you can see, I'm in the basement. We still setting up the house, so, like, that's why it's looking junky as hell back there for me. Even on the futon, it's kind of junky, but it will be together. It will be together where I'm going to have, like, the lights and everything that you used to see in the game room at the apartment building. But, like I said, we are getting everything together still, so, you know what I'm saying? It's going to look better at some point. Right now, it's just a little off, you know what I'm saying? And the lighting's not right. Like, I do have the flashlight. The ring light I used to use. Maybe I'll start using it again at some point. But, you know, I still need to set it up to where it's, like, over here, shining on my whole body, not just the right side or the left side. Going crazy. And then, or maybe I'll just, you know, move the camera over here to my computer whenever I do the podcast. I don't know. We're still figuring it out. I still got to get shelving and everything done. But again, man, thank y'all for listening. I am outie. I have to go to the bathroom.